Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Whoa!
We always open with a whoa.
I don't believe we've ever had a guest just come and sit down like that. Just make themselves right at home.
It's how I have to sit when I'm in skinny jeans.
I've tried to fancy it up here and go very ladylike.
We always open with a whoa.
If you put on skinny jeans, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm not wearing skinny jeans, but I'll lady it up with you. I like that. That's a power move.
You can wear my stilettos. We're about the same size.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm taller
than
you.
Those are snakeskin stilettos.
They
I'm a lot taller than
you. They're size 11, so who's got 11 shoes?
Whoa.
I get 12.
Wow. Yeah, 12. You're welcome. Yeah. 12, but I'll try it.
He's not even wearing
look,
shoes.
Dan will try anything
I'm wearing.
Once.
They're called slippies. And
oh,
I'm wearing
God. I hate that word.
Dan will try anything once.
Oh, or twice.
That word.
Yeah.
Thrice.
Why?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever fourth is.
Yeah, whatever fourth. Thrice.
Thrice.
Where did you find her?
This is Jennifer Marshall.
Jennifer Marshall?
Yeah. I'll say this.
Shaving Jennifer Marshall.
You're kind of known as the vet who's trying to bust open in Hollywood and become the like the spokesperson for the transition for veterans into Hollywood.
Yeah, of course.
And then she realizes they all fuck her over, and she's like, God damn it.
I know, but...
most vets are great. Most of them are great.
But here's the wild thing. So we met at on the red carpet for
Not a War Story.
Right?
So I go home, don't think anything about it. I'm on the treadmill. This is no lie. I'm on the treadmill. CNBC is on, and a commercial comes on for, like, life insurance or...
I think it was mortgages.
Yes, mortgages. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. That's the girl who interviewed me. Cut to, like, 6 months after that, you're on Stranger Things, the new season of Stranger Things. I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What, like, I feel like you're everywhere. So I started following you on Instagram because our little interview had a gajillion hits.
Classic.
On it. Yeah.
Classic.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to point out that if you haven't seen this interview, please YouTube it because all the rest of the hosts on the red carpet who were going after me were backing away. They were listening to what Ross was saying, and they were backing away like, oh, shit, I don't want to interview
this
guy.
Good.
Things got real crazy. Look, I always get real crazy in interviews. But that went around everywhere, and then I just kept seeing your face pop up everywhere. So I was like, fuck, I got to follow this girl on Instagram. And so I follow you on your Instagram, and it seems like you're working all the time, just always booking shit.
Yeah, I've been blessed. I've been really blessed. Yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, you have to put
hashtag
a hashtag.
Blessed life. Hashtag grateful.
Hashtag grindfather. Hashtag... always grinding.
Set life.
Always grinding.
Hashtag set life. Yes. Hashtag actor's life.
Yeah.
Hashtag rise and grind.
Hashtag suicide. Because that's what this is making me want to do right now.
Exactly.
It apparently makes a lot of people in Hollywood do that too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, there's been a lot of that lately, isn't there?
There has been. Yeah, because it's an industry that, you know, it kind of makes you feel like shit about yourself 24/7. So, of course.
Is it that, or is there a lot of Hillary Clinton support out here?
Yeah,
maybe they wronged the Clintons.
Exactly. Do you feel like you can't talk about shit? Like, first of all, are you a Republican or are you allowed to say that?
No. So, I mean, I'll say it. I'm pretty much a fiscally conservative, socially progressive person. So, yeah, my money's conservative. I don't give a shit if gay people get married. Like, that's great. I think you should be able to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop bothering everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just let people do what they want to do. I don't care about that.
Jared's been wanting that for years, just to cozy up with his bear.
SCOTUS said it's okay. Just do it.
I never knew what the argument was. Like, who cares?
The argument is they don't want people just tummy sticking out in the streets.
Why?
You know?
Was that the argument? Is that what happens when they get married?
Yeah, I believe.
All of a sudden there's grotesque PDA.
I believe.
As soon as SCOTUS made that ruling about marriage equality, horses started eating each other.
Yep.
Just apocalyptic shit. Sorry, I don't know if you remember. That was, 2014?
I just remember
been downhill
tummy
ever since
sticks
then.
Everywhere. Yeah. See, I was in a grocery store.
I didn't notice a single thing happen. Like, I didn't feel any different.
I did.
It's been rivers of semen.
I mean, everywhere.
There was just,
much to your delight.
All we did was create a number of more unhappy married people.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I mean, Britney Spears got married after 55 hours or something, and then they're telling these two guys who've been together 35 years, you can't get married. Like,
it's dumb.
Fuck it. Let's get married.
That could have been
dumb. And their argument has always been dumb. Oh, it's religious reasons. Well, who says your religion owns marriage?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Right.
And plenty of non-religious people get married who are straight.
No,
so whatever.
You know, you look at the history of marriage and it predates any organized religion.
But I still don't think you should be able to do tummy sticks.
Listen, I don't remember this happening.
Everybody was
doing it. So your problem is premarital with tummy sticks?
Yes. What I think you have to be married to do tummy sticks.
Premarital tummy sticks.
Yeah.
What is my position?
Yeah. Yeah.
I, you know what?
Your position's Mish.
For and against all of it.
Premarital Mish.
No, I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Can we talk about how...
You're not gay, are you?
I don't know. Ask my husband.
Okay, so you are married.
No, I'm totally married. But if I wasn't married to him, I'd probably be gay.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
No shit.
No, totally.
You ever hooked up with a girl?
Why doesn't he push this?
No, I've been married for a long time. We've been married. We got married when I was 22, so we've been married a long time. But I go to callbacks, sometimes they'll have like chemistry reads, and you'll have to kiss somebody.
Yeah.
And I would much rather kiss like a row of five chicks than five guys.
I get that.
Just, ouch.
Yeah. I understand.
Women have better hygiene, and they're.
Oh yeah, look at
nicer
look at
and guys
dingling
like,
over
hey.
Here.
Hey,
yeah.
First off, it's poncho dingling. Number one. Number two, I have great hygiene.
No, you don't, Dan. Hygiene in the group. Who's the worst?
The worst. I mean, well, come on.
Well, actually, you've known Jared longer than I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was his hygiene like back in the day?
He's been a piece of garbage for as long as I've known him.
There it is.
But,
there it is.
You know, it's part of his charm.
It is part of his charm.
He's like a little troll doll. You fucking fuck its hair up, muss its hair up. And
what about your husband? Does he keep it clean?
Does he keep it? Oh, yeah. No, totally. We wouldn't be married 16 years if that's not the case.
Completely, completely shaved from the neck down, right?
You said you got married when you were 22. You just
your husband, not you.
16 years. You just gave it away.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
You can't do mass. Shut the fuck up.
I'll just get more Botox like to just cover it. I'll just, my whole face will be like a Botox face.
Botox actually work, too. You just kind of.
Just do that.
Is he in the military?
He was, yeah. He was in for 23 years.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So he just did full gambits.
Yes, yeah, so you get retirement and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Did he come here with you to pursue your dream at that point?
Oh, my God, yeah. We were living in Virginia, and I was working as an actor, you know, in Virginia, and I was doing non-union stuff and local commercials, and I got to a point where I couldn't book anything else, and I said, I want to move to L.A., and he's like, L.A.'s liberal as shit, and the traffic's horrible, and I fucking hate L.A., no.
All of that's true, by the way.
Well, yes, it is. And I said, all right, well, I'm going with you or without you. So thankfully, he bought that bluff and came.
Really?
Yeah.
How many years were you guys married at that point?
This was only like 8 years ago, so we've been married about eight.
I think she said, I'll give you a double ringway slider. And he was like, I don't know what that is,
yep.
But I'm going to L.A.
yep.
Because I want to find out what the double ringway slider is.
And then
he didn't realize it was just a dish that she had come up with.
Yeah.
I don't cook. He actually cooks.
Never mind.
You don't cook?
Fuck no, I don't cook.
God damn it.
I don't cook. I'm like the worst wife. I clean like nobody's business, but I don't cook. My poor kids, when my husband's out of town, are like, Mom, are we having deli tonight? I'm like, yep.
How many kids do you have?
I have four, but I have two at home.
Whoa.
My two oldest were his from a previous marriage.
I thought you meant like two still on the inside. I was like, all right, no. Cool. When are they popping
I have two
out?
That I lost custody of due to my meth binge.
I really wish you would have said 16. I've got 16.
I have 16 what? Kids.
It wouldn't surprise me. Redheads have a lot of kids for some reason.
Catholic.
Is that it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
No shit.
They're Irish Catholic.
Catholic, lots of kids.
Then. Is that what you are?
No.
What
I'm
are
not
you?
Catholic.
Were your parents?
Well, you only have two kids.
What? I have four. I raised them since they were 7 and 9. So.
Right, but you've only crapped out two kids.
I've adopted two kids. I hope to crap out one.
One
soon.
More?
Yeah.
Another one?
Soon. Yeah. Are you pregnant now?
No, I wish.
Well.
Any volunteers? Just kidding.
Yeah, look, we'll all give it a go.
let my husband know it's cool.
I'm sure my wife's fine with it. Like, yeah, if he's seen a picture of me, then I'm sure he would approve.
I was actually asking the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the narcissism.
Sorry.
Your wife's pretty hot, too.
She is.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I know.
Yeah, and she just fired one out not too long ago, too.
Yeah. 6 months. We have a 6-month-old.
What?
Yeah.
She looks so good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'd be surprised. It was the size of a barrel when he was born.
18 pounds wide.
Yeah.
So
yeah, wide.
Wide.
I'm sorry.
Wide.
Came out
very
with a
wide
diaper,
birth.
I'm sorry, you said 18 pounds wide?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wide.
No, that's
very
that's
wide.
That's a big
true.
Kid.
Width. I know. Yep. I know that. I know that measurement.
Jared delivered the baby.
I did.
So
I didn't wear gloves.
Nope. He
but
said, don't need it. I trust
hands.
You. That's what real friends do.
Yeah. I feel like that's yucky.
Real friends will deliver a baby. No.
Gloves are yucky when you're like, you know, they're all slimy and stuff like that. If it's just on your hands, it kind of soaks in.
I'm going to be honest. If Jared, I'm gonna. If you have another kid, I'll deliver it.
You will?
Well, you know without
the,
gloves.
You know what
sure.
The good thing about that is that's all stem cell blood, so it rejuvenates your body.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I felt
yeah.
younger the next day.
That's
you
just
wipe
basic,
it all over your face?
Vodka.
Like
that's just
a vampire
basic
facial?
Science. Yeah, it's like getting a fucking, what do you call it?
Toddler blood.
The PRP,
vampire
platelet replacement therapy
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. Like, have you done
this
that?
Just,
No, not that one. No.
This just gave me an idea for next year's football season.
To rub period blood on your face, right?
Yeah. No, no. The bet, we need to bet on a game on the Super Bowl, and loser has to get Botox.
Botox? You know?
But ridiculous.
I'd like to get it in my sack so that there's no wrinkles.
I want to see Dan with super swollen cheeks.
That'd be awesome.
Oh,
or lip.
What about lip
injections on Dan?
Lip fillers.
Yeah. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Oh, it'd be phenomenal.
A dude with a beard with huge lip fillers.
Sounds sexy, I guess.
Maybe. Is your husband had any work done?
Does my husband have work done?
Yeah.
No.
Did he do anything?
No, he would never do anything.
You're in Hollywood. I mean, it's kind of fucking...
Yeah. No, but I mean, he works at a studio, but he works in HR, so... Like,
okay.
No, he totally
just has
would
to
never.
Deal with, you know, all this Me Too stuff and everything.
Holy shit. What studio does he work at?
He works at Fox.
Okay.
So was he a logistician in the military as well?
Like no, he was a... So he basically did like equal opportunity stuff, like HR type stuff towards the end. He was an aircraft structural mechanic. Mm. But then he went
sheet
to
metal.
EO type stuff. Yeah. But then he knew he didn't want to do that, so he went into EO, HR type stuff.
That does. I would have stuck with a welder and an airplane.
Which is not him because he's not PC at all. So, but he develops content and teaches people. He doesn't really like police people.
What'd you do in the military?
I was a logistics specialist. And then after 9/11, they were like, oh shit, like nobody in the Navy knows how to shoot. So anybody who was a decent shot, they moved us to Ship Security Defense Force. Because in boot camp, we only shot 5 live rounds. That's it.
It's worse than the Air Force.
What?
We shot 40.
Prior to 9/11, it just wasn't a thing. But they taught us how to tie some fucking knots, let me tell you.
Yeah, can you do a midshipman's knot?
I mean, not anymore.
Can you do a bowling?
Not anymore.
Can you do a Spacey?
No. What?
Kevin?
Spacey?
Yeah, Kevin? Yeah, Kevin Spacey. It's where you tie little, make them two little dicks.
Yeah, I don't.
Tie together.
I'm not into tying little dicks.
Okay. Like what's it really like as a woman in the military? Like, is every dude trying to fuck you all the time?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Even when you're not even that cute. Like... It's funny because
you're cuter.
Because like when I was on the ship, I was like boat cute. Because how cute can you be on the ship, right? And guys are always like, hey, 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 and you're just like enough. You're constantly just batting
dicks. Where is this ship at? Of full of females that I could be like enough.
Yeah.
No, because it's only like.
How'd you meet your husband? Did you meet him on the ship?
Yeah.
Ooh. So what the fuck, dude? You just bashed.
Somebody was good enough for the laundry
somebody
room.
Somebody got their dick in there. Yeah.
No, because I came in to a watch late, and he was an E6, and I think I was an E4, and I walked in, and he was sitting there with his feet up on the desk, and he goes, "Oh, Petty Officer Marshall, so nice of you to fucking join us." And my heart dropped. I was like, "Oh my god, this is not an E6 watch." And yeah, that's how I met him. He was a complete dick to me for like 3 months.
Wow.
Did you bang him on the boat? The first
no,
time?
Oh God, no,
come
I don't.
On, they do it all the time.
People do, but it's really gross on the ship. So no, I did no banging on the ship. At
Why
all.
Is it so gross?
I don't know because you clean constantly, but it's just gross on the
but
ship.
It's clean.
Just gross. Yeah. No, everything's dusty.
I stayed on a carrier.
The non-skin.
I liked my room.
You didn't think it was dirty
no, not at
when
all.
You were in the shower? You weren't leaning up against the sides,
no,
were you?
We were in chief's quarters, so it was pretty nice.
Oh, we were in chief's quarters.
Ooh, look at that. Look at that. I bet
speaking of that, we got a cruise coming up soon.
Yeah. We have a drinking bros cruise.
I know.
Full on cruise. Ridge, you got the lower third down
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Right
down
where's Ridge. That at? The cruise,
this
Ridge.
One's gonna be, no matter how much they clean, this one's going to get real dirty.
Yeah.
I feel like there'd be a lot of batting dicks away on this cruise. So
no,
actually right
not.
Now, the females outweigh the males.
Females outnumber the
really?
Men. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
because
yeah.
they're more organized.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And they like to plan ahead.
Plan ahead, yeah.
When we announced this, it was almost a year in advance. And of course, all the women are like, I gotta check the calendar. All right, it's open. We have to book now.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I know
I have to lock it in the calendar.
If I don't tell my wife, like,
a month in advance,
yeah, or she doesn't tell me, like, exactly what I'm doing every day. I have no fucking idea what I'm doing every day. None. It's all
she
up
brushes
to her.
His hair for him in the morning. And
yeah,
morning.
You don't get a swayze.
She's
so
petite. Like, how does she get up?
No, he sits on the floor.
Yep.
She's on the bed right
here. He kneels
here,
on the floor.
We call
straddling
him, we call
his
him
shoulders.
The Shetland.
And
yeah.
She's just like combing his hair back like this.
I get down on all fours like a Shetland pony, and then she combs it.
It's really sweet, actually.
You could just you could edit that out. I get down on all fours,
yep.
And then edit, and then put in whatever you
and
want.
Then put it back. And that was, I was at the corner of Michael Jackson's bedpost.
Aww.
Well, that's not the...
You watched it. You know what I'm talking about.
We've actually had a discussion recently about when we become independently wealthy, what we're going to do is hire lookalikes of each other. And
you
then
should.
pay the lookalikes to do graphic gay porn.
Gay porn, yeah.
And then send it to each other every day.
Super graphic gay
pornography.
So I'm
going to find someone that looks just like this asshole right here and have him getting railed. And I'm going to text him a picture of it every single day for the rest of his life.
But you probably don't need to get a double. You could just ask him on the sly.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want me to live fuck for you.
Are you looking into my eyes?
Yeah. I mean, we're side by side. If you want me to live fuck for you twice, I'll do it twice.
Okay.
So
turn these cameras
wait
on.
A minute. Yeah, wait a minute.
Let me know. If you
Excuse me, he's just watching?
Yeah, because he's a watcher, and I understand
I am
that.
A watcher. You know that about
yes,
me.
Yes, I do know I that can about see that. He's very voyeuristic. So, like, right. You know, if we want to live fuck, we live fuck, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I that's really nice of you. I appreciate that.
What religion is it where you cut a hole through a sheet? And you do that first.
I think that's some form of Judaism, actually, yeah.
So I would start there. I would put the sheet over myself with the hole, obviously, in my bottom. And then I would do it through that because I don't want to see you or know that you're there. But we'll kind of be on like a time,
bottom,
like an egg timer.
So who's the guy that's going to be blasting you out?
I'd kind of, man.
You see, you are more of a tarp person, and you're more of a mish, like throw your legs behind your head and then have the hole with a tarp.
Is it called a tarp?
Like a tarp.
Oh, a tarp. Yeah, tarp. No.
But yeah. I need to see your face.
I'm going to go Egyptian cotton. All right, so I'll carve my face out and just my butthole and then do that.
Okay.
That's what I'll do for you.
it's
now
like
the
a
guy,
really creepy smock.
Yeah, the guy I wanted him to look like, God, he just died. Jan Michael Vincent, RIP, Airwolf. The guy who played Airwolf. It was going to be somebody like a lookalike of him.
He's got
wait,
really
like,
nice hair.
Like Jan Michael Vincent old or back in the day on Airwolf?
Back in the day. Like I want the young.
His old was kind of fetishy.
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent. But he's dead, so
we could reanimate him, maybe.
Yeah, somebody in that vein, obviously.
Bring in the
intended.
Botox doctor.
Yeah, have you ever been to a Botox party in Hollywood? Or they just show up with the truck and all that shit?
No, I'm not going to let somebody inject shit into my face and I don't know their credentials. No way.
Man,
I've been doing a lot of at-home surgeries.
Yeah, he has. That's true.
I mean, but do we really know what real credentials look like for surgery?
I know.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, for Botox,
we don't. I can Photoshop anything and make it look official.
That's fair. Yeah, you can
it's
do that.
Printed on paper in a folder marked official.
I'll put it this way, right? So I live in a small town in Wilmington, North Carolina. Population.
He's just a small town girl.
Yeah.
Living in a lonely world.
Living in a lonely world. Population like 250, right? So there was a 250,000, not 250 people.
I was like, what the?
250,000, right? I saw this woman for a Botox ad on the commercials, right? Because all of the local actors in your area usually do the same commercials and shit over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then I saw her. She was a waitress at a Mexican restaurant. So I was just like, hey, I don't mean to bother you, but are we in that fucking Botox commercial? Do the things or whatever. And she goes, yeah. She goes, but I do that. And I was like,
she does.
Oh, you can do that without being a real doctor because you're clearly a Mexican restaurant waitress. And she's like, yeah, I mean, you know, you don't really need that much.
Well, there's
wait,
at-home,
she
there's
injects?
At-home,
yes.
There's at-home kits for this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At-home kits. And then...
which is how we came up with the at-home vasectomy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I can get behind an at-home vasectomy.
Yeah. What we ran into during the testing phase was the infections.
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't affect me, so I don't care.
It doesn't affect you, but it affects one out of every 18 men.
You can leak some infection, and then that spreads gangrene, and it could infect a woman.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Now, speaking of all this, we want to do a couple of remakes of you know, popular shows from back in the day.
Yeah.
And I wanted to run some of them by you to see what you see if you thought they would play in today's climate. Because today's climate's kind of fucked, right?
You really want
fucked.
No bullshit answer, though.
Yeah.
I'm not
just
going to smile and be like,
no
sounds
bullshit.
Great.
It'll probably
suck. But
okay, so the first one is called Quantum Butt Leap.
Yes. Do you remember Quantum Leap?
I watch Quantum Leap in the morning with my kids.
Great.
I do.
So you'll love this one, then. This is a fantastic one. It's a straight guy, but he's always leaping into gay power bottom bodies, so he's always getting railed every episode over and over and over again by a dude.
He never gets to be the top?
No.
Ooh.
And he never gets to get into a straight body either. So he's always a gay guy trapped in this body as a power bottom.
Do the penis size vary per episode?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be, yeah.
I don't know if I can. I mean, maybe
because you
wanted
to go full 100 episodes.
But could he have like a holiday episode where he's the top? Just a holiday episode.
Ah, I actually like that. like a secretary's day.
He goes into a Santa.
Yeah, a brief respite from getting drilled in his ass all the time.
So based off that, I give it the green light. Stamp of approval.
Because then actually, she's making a lot of sense here. I'm glad you brought that up. Because then you have something to root for of like, oh, shit, I'll keep watching. Maybe he'll go back to a straight person's body, but he never does. Like, let him do it on Columbus Day.
Yeah, but what's important about this show is the message that it's sending. It's saying, you know, no matter the cards you're dealt with, you just got to you got to keep being positive and you got to keep giving it your all.
You got to keep plowing through.
Yeah.
And as a power bottom, you really have to give it back.
Yeah, you've got to. You've got to be steadfast.
I'm sorry, do you have something to say there?
You got
to
dig in your heels.
I just don't know if you guys can get Scott Bakula back for this. It would have to be like an up-and-comer.
I saw him in an episode of It's Always Sunny recently.
And Bakula, yeah.
He looks bad, so I think we could probably get him pretty cheap.
I mean, I'm really thinking we go Freddie Prinze Jr. on this.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, Homeboy, he's on Homeboy's
just,
podcast.
We just had his podcast co-host on the show.
I think we can revive him. You know?
Yeah, I'm down for that. What was the other idea you were tossing around?
The other one, this is actually, this one I actually want to do. This is not a joke. You're on board with this too, right?
Is this Retard Bud about the dog who's mentally retarded and keeps running into walls instead of playing sports?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not that one.
Which one was this?
It's the one we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, Full House.
Yeah, Full House.
Ah.
I think we should actually do that.
That's a great one. Tell her what that is.
I mean, it's a creepy prequel
to Full House.
Think about Bob Saget's character on Full House.
Yep.
Right.
He's like nerdy and weird, really overly into cleaning everything all the time. Some of these are markers of sociopathy and being a psychopath, like being a murderer, serial killer. So, excuse me. My idea is we do a prequel, and it starts several years before Full House begins, episode one, which is where his wife has just died. He's in the house with, you know, his uncle and his friend and all this stuff and the kids. And there's this weird, awkward relationship between him and the wife. Young kids, he's in some kind of career that's not going so well. But he's a buttoned-up guy, right?
Yep.
He's on TV in that show, right?
Yeah. Like a newscaster,
maybe. Newscaster.
Yeah.
So,
or a morning show.
Those kind of people, egomaniacs anyways.
Correct, yes.
You know how it is. So it just goes through this progression where you find out that he's killing the wife.
Yeah, murders the wife. And like, but he's a fucking hardcore serial killer, right?
So he's killed before.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's the thing. It starts like 5 years prior.
Yeah.
And he's killing people that whole time.
Why didn't he kill that annoying ass uncle?
Dave Coulier.
I hate that guy enough. Just
Sir Dave Coulier.
Did he get knighted?
I don't know.
And he's like the object of Alanis Morissette's song. Like what?
Yes, isn't that crazy, man?
That's crazy because she was hot.
Did you know that, Jared?
What?
I don't think you don't. You know this story. This is true. It's Dave Coulier who is the Alanis Morissette. And I'm here to
know who Alanis
you.
Is. Huh? Who's Dave Coulier?
He's the fucking uncle on Full House.
That guy.
Ooh, he's always doing the Bullwinkle impression.
Oh,
and
God.
Wasn't
that
she like underage? Wasn't she underage,
oh,
or she was
shit.
Like
she wrote it about
something?
Him? Yeah, yeah. So, well, they were in Canada. What age do you have to be to consent?
I don't know, but 16 I know she was young.
Of, actually,
and he
14
was old.
Is the age you can consent in Canada.
Oh,
don't sue me. I'll say she was 18, but he was old and she was young.
Yeah, I mean that's classic Coulier though.
So back to the show. It's like a 5-season show, and all 5 seasons he's just murdering the fuck out of people,
Dexter style.
And it's sometime around late season 3 she finds out what he's doing, or she has suspicions, and it goes through season 4. He's still murdering. She starts to discover more, and then season 5 is about him turning on her and getting rid of her. And then the last scene of the last episode of season 5, you hear the fucking Full House theme song start playing.
And then
like
boom.
It's super creepy piano music or something.
Oh, then, no, I figured out how to do it. I would transpose the Full House theme into a minor and make it about half as fast. So it's super eerie.
Do you have a piano here?
No, I don't.
It'd be great if you did. Yeah.
Do you think we could include an episode? I know it's a prequel, but maybe where he goes and kills some college admissions people?
No. See, I think that's
wink, wink?
That's the thing.
And
I think Becky is running, him and Becky are running this thing, and then she discovers it, and then him and Jesse and Becky all kill her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and then
I like all of this, and I'd like to see it go down.
Could I play Aunt Becky since she's like fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, she shouldn't be fired, though, do you think? What's your feeling on that?
That's bullshit, man. I mean, it's such bullshit what they did.
Look, I'm going to be honest. The only reason I work this hard is so I can be rich enough to get my dumb kids and shit. That's it. Yeah.
Is it really?
I mean, it just sucks because there's so many
people.
You
have kids. If you could buy their way in, right? Like, how old is your oldest right
25.
Now? Okay. What college did they go to?
She went to the Art Institute for Culinary School.
Okay.
I had an issue with them using my husband's GI Bill because I felt like they didn't earn it, that my husband earned it.
Sure.
I'm just saying, Dr. Dre donated $17 million to USC, and his daughter got in.
Are you sure it's 17? I read him and another guy, it was 70.
Oh, it probably was 70.
Probably. He's worth a billion.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's like, who cares? Yeah, he sold the company
for
three plus B. Yeah. No, it's 3.4 or something like
that. Well, his cut, I think, was
but how is it that you have access to the best tutors, the best everything, and you still have to cheat for your kid? Like, your kid could be in private school. You have access to everything, and you're still cheating.
Yeah. Look,
I don't see what the point of sending your kids to school even is.
You're paying for the school anyway. Who cares?
No, it's stupid. Fuck that. I would move.
You're paying for a diploma.
We'd all be rich somewhere doing whatever the fuck. And if they end up being pieces of shit, good for them.
Yeah.
That's the American dream, is to get rich enough where you don't have to care about anybody else's problems.
Ah, I like that a lot. Is that yours?
To be rich?
No, she's a good person.
I don't give a shit about being rich.
Really?
No, it drives my husband crazy because he's constantly doing the books. I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, are you making enough for pension this year? I say, am I making enough for pension this year? He's like, yeah, I think you need. I'm like, that's fine. As long as I'm close to pension, it's fine. Whatever.
No shit.
Yeah. That's not my jam. Never.
Fuck.
I mean, I stayed in a village. Every time I go to Uganda, I stay in a village with no electricity and no plumbing. Not that I want to live like that.
Yeah. Why did you go to Uganda?
I was volunteering Uganda at Knuckles. A day school. An orphanage, and they don't have enough teachers, so
that's like a really nice thing. I was about to make it. You gotta go there, but
no. They're really looking into getting a bobsled team. She has some history in the bobsled.
A bobsled team.
Yes,
bobsled world,
cool runnings.
I wouldn't look at Uganda for that.
Why not?
Why not? What do you really go to teach kids there?
Yeah.
What do you teach them?
Yeah. Well, mainly their favorite thing that I teach is arts and crafts, because they never have any arts and crafts, anything. But I teach world history. I teach geography, math, science, whatever teacher is gone right then, I'll step in and teach, because it's only primary through seventh grade. So they call it primary. But they love arts and crafts. And I remember, there was a kid, we had sequins one day for a craft, and he was taking the sequins and putting them in his pockets. And I was like, why are you taking those? And he thought they were valuable. He had never seen sequins. So he thought that they were valuable, and I think they hit him with a stick when they found out he had all these sequins.
Oh,
I felt bad about that, but
you took it from our white savior. You took all the jewels from our white savior.
Yeah, and I hate that. I hate when people like post pictures of themselves like, look at me around all these poor black people. Like, I'm safe. It's like, just go do your shit and do it. Like, I'll post pictures if I need to raise money so I can buy stuff.
Sure.
But I'm not, my phone doesn't even work in Uganda, so I'm not like posting pictures from Uganda or something like, look at me, hashtag blessed life.
Yeah. Hashtag rise and grind. Yeah. How often do you go over there?
I went in 2014, 2015, 2013, 2014, 2017, and I'm going back this year.
Hashtag shit. Child soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no joke. In northern Uganda, that's a thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Big time.
Fuck.
How do we, what if we started a camp where we train them?
Exactly.
Dude, do it.
Yeah.
Well, how do we get one? How do we get one back here?
It's hard. There's only 15,000 immigrants from Uganda.
So even Uganda doesn't let immigrants in? We do?
No. Immigrants. Like, they came here.
Oh, gotcha. I thought you meant
they emigrated from Uganda.
Gotcha. Yeah. I was like,
do you remember?
Fuck, Uganda's only got 15,000.
Do you remember in
immigrants?
The Dark Knight where he goes overseas and grabs that Asian dude and brings him back? What if we just do that?
Why not? And just bring one of the child soldiers home.
Yeah.
That would be really hard.
Make him head of security?
Yeah. Yeah, head of our security?
They
don't
even allow adoption anymore from foreign countries, so it would be really hard. Maybe you could, like,
really?
Them.
Who's they?
Is that true? Yeah, who's
the government.
They?
What government?
Our government?
Ugandan government.
Oh,
no,
gotcha.
I mean, our government's like, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You want to adopt people.
I was going to say.
It's gonna
they,
get a little,
I heard they
let's
train
go over there
kids
and get a little
for
Maddox.
Sequins over there. just sequins.
I mean, maybe.
18 sequins, boom, I'll take that one. Give them to me. Throw them on my shoulder. Let's party with them.
Aww.
I like that idea of starting a camp to train these guys.
Oh, yeah.
You should start a camp to train them to fight back against the people who recruit them.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck yeah. You. That's
straight
obviously
dan-
is the whole purpose.
Yeah.
Is how to be essentially a double, what do you call that? A double agent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, yes, recruit us.
And then once they get inside, they just
wipe
it all
out. What's the organization there? It's not RUF, right? Do you know?
Oh,
like RUF is all over Sierra Leone and that area. But
what is the organization? I don't know. It's changed throughout the years. It's like right here. I'll remember it at 3 a.m. and then I'll call you and be like,
hey. I think yours should be called Super Straight Dan's Child Fighters Incorporated.
I'm going to call it the King of Pops. Is that not all right?
The what?
Is that too soon?
The King of Pops.
It's a Michael Jackson joke.
Why are there still people that think Michael Jackson did not do that?
I don't know. He's tonguing out kids' assholes. We're like, oh, the music's good. It's no big deal. Like, no. Somebody should have fucking cut this dude's head off and put it on a pike.
There are literally right people who are Hollywood like, no. Like, he didn't do it. These people are all about the money. I'm like, what?
I know. It's crazy,
what?
Right?
Crazy.
We should go
it.
Back the whole heads on pike thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's
like
only
the
better.
Hollywood sign is right over there. Yeah, if you could just put heads on pikes around it for everybody.
Of all the pedos.
Yeah, of all the pedos, man.
Yeah, all the pedos.
See, I just got blacklisted for saying that.
I know. Lord of the Flies type shit. Put that head on a stick, brother. You know, cook it up. Cook up a nice little head for dinner.
I'm all about due process, but if somebody fucks a kid, they need to be executed.
100%.
Immediately.
And yeah. Publicly. On TV. Yeah.
Wait, what was the one where they were they fucking chopped up that dude, Khashoggi? Because they made him go through all that pain in Turkey. They abducted him.
Hmm.
And then our government found out about it.
The journalist.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sean Penn just went and did a fucking doc.
You guys
just
talked about Sean Penn with Rudy. Are you guys on Sean Penn's nuts or something?
No, we hate Sean Penn.
No, I would punch Sean Penn in the face.
Sean
right
Penn
now,
loved Venezuela and loved socialism.
Yeah, he loves all that shit. So whenever there's a huge story like the Khashoggi thing, right? Which he was Times Person of the Year for 2018. He was a journalist who was talking shit against
Ergodin?
The prince. The Saudi princes.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So they had him fucking executed. But the way they did it was they had saws and all this other shit. So he felt all of it and like extreme torture. And they had an audio of it.
So what you're saying is you want to do that to pedos here in the States.
Yeah. Like make them go through as much.
Saws, huh?
Yeah. Yes. So it was bone saws. And the interesting part about it was the one guy who did it was, I guess, mentoring two people to do his job. Because he's done it all the time. So you can hear him in the audio say, put in your earphones and your iPods. Like, put in your iPods because you don't want to hear this.
I'd like to see his LinkedIn profile.
I bet it's extensive.
How do you get this audio?
Yeah. I would say probably you probably get it off of Reddit, right, Ridge? You look like a big Redditor.
God damn it. He is. You're
just
checked
a predator?
Out.
Yeah. Ridge, you a predator or redditor? You only pick one in this life. Which one? Okay. Well,
all right. Jesus.
If you got to choose,
you could probably find it on rotten.com.
What's that?
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing. It's kind of like E-Bomb's world was back in the day. Here's what I would do: strap the guy down Dexter style, put him on top of a table saw, give him an IV with adrenaline in it, keep him awake and out of shock, and just like little segments of leg. All the way up.
Ah, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you're talking
How long would you stay alive for if you're doing that?
If you keep if you keep a tourniquet up here, indefinitely.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
No shit.
As long as you don't bleed out and go into shock, you're good.
Wow, I like that.
What is that movie? Gerard Butler.
G-Butts.
Yeah.
You ever work with G-Butts?
Law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
Ah.
He did that.
Really?
Yeah.
You never work with G-Butts?
I have not.
Who's crazy? You were in Stranger Things the last season.
Yeah.
Who's the craziest person? We both work with Sean Astin. Did you like that?
Oh, I never met him.
Oh, really?
No,
really?
I never met him. And it sucked because
you didn't have any scenes together?
No. And everybody thought I had... So, spoiler alert, like, we don't get access to the full scripts. Only the kids do because it's the show about the kids.
Right.
And I'm sure, like, Winona does or something. But the day after it aired, a bunch of people stayed up all night and they watched it. And then my phone was like, ding, ding, ding. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Bob died. And I was like, oh, you assholes. I didn't know. So I woke up to all these spoilers.
Ah,
yeah, I had
gotcha,
no idea.
Gotcha.
I mean, I had seen people on set. We were on set similar days.
How were the kids?
They're great.
They are?
Yeah. And they're really not like kids. They're like young adults. And I think like most 14-year-olds are picking their nose and eating it. And these kids are like great, amazing. Yeah, humble. They're
that Millie really? Bobby Brown, she seems like a 38-year-old woman talk when you're just like, yo, what the fuck?
It's always weird because she's British and Dacre, who plays Billy, is Australian. So I've worked with people, like I worked with Daniel Radcliffe, and he stayed in an American accent the whole day. And that's what I have to do. I have to stay in whatever accent I'm doing all day. And they just kind of go in and out. So they'll talk to the brothers in their accent and then yell action, and then they'll go into their American accent. And they're just flawless. Yeah, which to me is very weird. I can't do that.
Did you work with Winona?
No.
Ryder? I did a movie with her.
Did you?
She's weird.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've never... Yeah. I mean, they have her in
it. Did she steal any of your shit?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, relax.
I totally forgot about that.
Relax.
Yeah.
Some
people
shoplift, it's not a big deal.
No, it's not a big deal. No, I don't... She was going through some personal shit, I guess, that day. But, like, we had this really, really... It was like an eight-minute scene, like one of those super fucking long scenes together. And it was just her, I, and this one other actor. And it just went on all day long. And she wanted to try a bunch of weird shit all day. And it was just like... None of it was working, and you were just like, fuck. And it was her close-ups first, obviously.
Yeah.
We weren't as famous, so it was just like, sweet. Yeah. So you sit there and deal with it. But I always wondered to everybody else she worked with, if she was doing that weird shit all the time, she would just hold up production where you're just like, all right.
No, I don't know about that, but I just know she's perfect for that particular role.
Yes.
Yeah, she kills it.
When I saw it, I was like, it's kind of like she's real life.
I haven't seen anybody miscast on that show so far.
It's really good. I mean, they won Emmys for casting. It's really good stuff. Yeah.
And the season three trailer just dropped, and it looks fantastic.
It did.
Comes out 4th of July.
Yeah. Look at you.
I won't ask if you're in it.
Yeah, don't ask.
Because we're not allowed, right?
No, because we sign extensive NDAs, and I would hate to be fired and or sued.
Yes. So we're not going to ask you, but the trailer looks great.
And not to mention, you know, the show has no spoilers, and that's because they don't give out a lot of information to anybody.
Right.
Because, you know, then bloggers start piecing together, like, this person said this and that person said this. And before you know it, you have spoilers. So they keep everything on lockdown, and... There's no spoilers.
Yeah, once you're done with Principal, everybody's just like, no, I don't do interviews about that.
Yeah. Yeah. What's who's your favorite you've worked with so far?
I like Sadie, who plays Max.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's great. She's just such a professional. And, I mean, Dacre's great, too. Like, everybody's like, oh, Dacre is so hot. Like, what was it like working with him? So Dacre is just the most down-to-earth dude ever. I was in the hair and makeup trailer with him. He was getting his mullet glued on. And, you know, he's a gorgeous guy. He's gorgeous. And
how tall is he?
He's probably 5'8", 5'9".
He's smaller than Jesus.
5'9", probably?
Yeah, Jesus clocked it around 5'8". Yeah. Or 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
So.
But he has no... like attitude. And I mean, girls are dropping panties for him, and he just has no attitude at all.
Man, how old is that dude?
I want to say probably 26.
Boy,
or so.
He's living the good life. Yeah, is he playing high school at 26?
Well, 25, yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you can do it,
it's
right? I've been playing 40
awesome.
For like 10 years. So.
You're one of those people who's just born 40, or is just like cool?
Yeah, and I'm like, if this is what 40 looks like, I mean, that's cool.
Whatever. No, it's rad.
I mean, that's cool. I'll play whatever you want. I was in a Depends commercial.
No, I was.
And everybody's like, oh my God, you're going to do a Depends commercial. I said, listen, I do a Valtrex commercial. I do a, what's a herpes? Is there a herpes?
Valtrex.
Yeah, Valtrex.
I was like, I'll do that commercial. I will dance across, you know, the stage in a diaper. Like, I don't give a shit.
What was the Depends? Like, had you piss yourself at a concert?
No. Piss myself all the time.
Were you driving to an ex-boyfriend's house as an astronaut?
As an astronaut, peed myself. No, it was actually, they were asking for real firefighters in the spot, and no female firefighters ever want to be on TV. So I just told casting, I was like, this was one of my collateral duties in the Navy. I'm not a civilian firefighter. And he was like, yeah, I bring anybody with anything. So like if you did a weekend course for women, because there's no women who do it. And so I went in and auditioned, and they said, yeah. And so we were firefighters. I don't know why firefighters wear Depends, but in this commercial they did.
So we've got this bet.
Wait, I would think, hang on real quick. Just want to back up on that. Because if you're in fire all day, wouldn't it be better for you if you pissed yourself?
It would.
No, it's just harder to get all that shit off.
That turnout gear is expensive as fuck.
Bunker is it really?
Yeah.
Like, don't know anything about it.
It holds odor, too.
Yeah.
It's really,
really expensive. Stinks a little bit, huh?
And you can't just be taking a dump in your fucking...
Yeah. I don't think you can dump. It depends, though.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Can you?
I mean...
So JT's like, yes, you can.
We have this bet where...
Well, we never agreed to it.
You agreed to it. But
no,
Ross,
I came up with it.
Ross is a coward, so he won't do it. But
it's not that. I don't want to wear a diaper and shit myself. So
so the bet is the loser has to change the winner's dirty diaper.
Okay.
Yeah. So That's. But here's the thing, right? We've all done. We've all changed a diaper. What's the difference between changing a full-grown human or a little tiny baby?
I have changed a full-grown human and a tiny baby. There's a huge difference.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Before or after Sbarro? So,
they don't allow... I used to be a nursing assistant at a nursing home, and they don't allow Sbarro at the nursing home, thank God.
Oh. You've had, like, every job on the
planet. I've had, like, 85 billion jobs, yeah.
Yeah, you're like a Puerto Rican.
Yeah. And I just got my license for private investigation. So,
that's did you really? Oh. Have you ever used it?
Yeah.
Have you staked somebody out? You ever checked in on your husband just to make sure he's on the up and up?
No, my husband is not that type at all. Like, literally, if somebody were to text me and be like, "I'm fucking your husband," I'd be like, "Ha, liar." I don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't buy it at all. And
liar.
Yeah.
And for me, whenever I have love scenes, I'm like, I really don't want to do this. He's like, be a professional and fucking do it. Like, you just need to do it.
Maybe that's what he's into.
He likes to watch like me.
Yeah, no. Dan's a voyeur.
No, he's editing my reel, and he's like, he's just sitting there watching it like, okay, all right, this is a good take. Okay, this one, yeah.
Have you made out with a lot of people on screen?
Oh, I try not to make it a thing. I try not to because it's...
That is gross. That is weird.
It's gross, and it's never like it looks on TV. Like, I had this makeout scene where it was like everything was choreographed. So it was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Like, everything had a beat to it because the camera was coming around.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of it. I'm kind of a germaphobe, and I just... Now, I would rather have a makeout scene with a chick than a guy, and I just...
Second time you've mentioned that.
Yeah, it's just because women respect that boundary so much more. Like, and you don't have to worry about anything popping up, and it's like, sorry if it does, sorry if it doesn't, no offense. And it's just like,
So you've said, hey, some guy said, if I get a boner, I apologize?
No, there's like the saying, and I don't know who said it, but it's like a famous actor who said, if it pops up, I'm sorry. If it doesn't, I'm sorry. Because there's kind of no win.
That was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
Who said that? I'm kidding.
He went full J.
He said it to JT or?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, whatever.
We're doing a movie called Tummy Sticks this summer with Jared. No, but they're Civil War reenactors, and that's part of the whole thing. Okay. Yeah.
Tummy Sticks. Our DP just showed up, Jonathan Chia, over there. We got to film in on this.
It's called On the Mason-Dixon Line, and it's two soldiers, one
covered
union,
in syrup,
one Confederate.
It's kind of like Brokeback Mountain, but with Confederate and Union soldiers.
Yeah, okay. So they're Civil War reenactors. They meet over pancakes, and then before the battle,
decide against it, and they all pair up.
Yep,
and they're each missing the opposite leg.
Yeah. Right?
So they go and buy shoes together at the same time.
Yeah, and so when they 69, it creates stairs. Yeah.
And we're writing this into the
people everywhere right now are trying to figure that out.
So is this going to be Hollywood funded or crowd funded?
Both. Hollywood. Yeah, we're both. Probably going
to
Sony.
We're probably tossing all
probably
of it
roll
around.
Over to Sony.
Probably Bitcoin. We'll probably Bitcoin this one. Yeah. But at the end, they come together because Abraham Lincoln obviously frees everyone. Mm. They come together and they win this sack race at the end because they don't have that other leg. So it's really
it's
powerful.
Way easier for them to get in rhythm with just the outside legs.
This is an award-winning script.
Yeah,
I know.
I agree. We're also introducing something, and I think this will be the Oscar part.
Right.
It's the reverse 69.
Oh, yeah.
Reverse 69 is when two guys eat each other's asses at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And that's a really, it's a hard one to pull out. You've got to be really flexible. So,
like the technical
skill
behind it.
Jared is training with Hugh Jackman.
I think this is the highlight of my career. If you could go in more into that.
Oh, more into detail on that.
Into the reverse 69.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So with the missing leg, you're going to get a lot more movement down there.
Yes.
And that's when.
Yes.
It's almost like he was talking about them creating a ladder. This is almost like creating a wheel. Mm. Because you have to be, everybody's got to be going in the same general direction to be able to get that ass at the same time. You're picturing it
downhill.
You're picturing it in your head right now.
You guys
I can tell.
Put so much thought into this.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
so much
thought. We have a lot of time on our hands.
We do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we have a lot of time.
It's about that interconnection.
It really is when you intertwine the fingers.
But the story is really about bringing people together.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then keeping them together.
Yeah. Right. Forget the whole entire gay element, the soldier part.
It's about humans.
It's about humans staying together, coming together. politics, you know, doesn't matter which side you're on politically.
Whether you want to own slaves or not.
Or not.
You can still eat ass.
Or yes. Yes.
That's actually the tagline on the poster. I'm done.
Jesus Christ.
You had no idea what you walked into today.
I'm having this fucking poster made. I'm having this poster made.
Holy shit. Okay.
You never.
It's weird because I can see the poster. Yeah, no,
it looks like, it looks like glory.
The Confederate, but they're all tucked up.
It looks like
all tucked up. It looks rolling downhill, and the battle's going on in the background. The cannons going uphill, and they're 69 and all the way down the fucking hill with one leg apiece. Together we stand.
Oh,
holy
dear.
Shit.
You're never going to work again when this video comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all right.
You should have your husband cut that into the reel.
I should.
Ship that off to Hollywood.
Gosh, I will.
Hey, guys, along with my acting, I've also got a pitch for a movie.
That's right.
Holy fuck. have you ever done a Civil War movie?
No.
You want to?
Now. Yeah.
I mean, she should be fine with it because nothing. It's just, she's just going to be a spectator or nurse or something.
Yeah.
What are they doing over there?
A nurse.
Can you lop another bit of leg off? I really want to get deeper in there.
Yeah. Can you do a southern accent?
Yeah.
Great. Because it would be, oh, no. I've never seen two one-legged men 69 before. I don't know why it was kind of black, like kind of racist. I don't know why it was that. They've been 69ing all day up on that hill. I don't know. Oh, I declare, I don't believe I've ever seen
one
that
of
before.
Them might be hurt. We should fetch them some water.
The thing, the real kicker is that someone's going to see it the first time and be like, they're 69ing. But then they realize they're eating that. That's a reverse 69. It's like something people have heard about but have never actually seen before.
Oh, the dick's in their mouths. ATM. It's ass to mouth. Oh, I do declare. Just think about it. I'm not saying.
Just send the pitch to my manager.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
that I need a monologue today or tomorrow, but maybe the day after.
And we're going to do a table read and actually have two guys reverse 69 rolling downhill.
Yeah, rolling downhill.
Down
obviously.
The middle of the table.
Yeah. What's the most ridiculous thing anybody's ever asked you to do in an audition?
I think it was that just now. Oh, no, she's got
it. Okay. Yeah, this is pretty horrible. So there was a Chinese student who was going to Loyola Marymount. She was actually a very
accomplished. I'm sorry, did you say
Loyola? Loyola Marymount.
Pardon. When you said Chinese student, I couldn't. I'm kidding. Totally kidding. Now we're on fire
she
today.
She was a very, very talented student, and there was like a lesbian sex scene, and she said, okay, so we went in and auditioned, and we didn't do anything in the audition. And then for the callback, she said there's going to be a mattress in the callback. And I was like, what? That's not a thing. You don't do that. You can't do that. So a bunch of girls ended up going, and I had to decline. And then when I watched it, because it's just not professional, you don't ask a lot of people. And then when I watched it, it was so beautiful, and I was so bummed that I declined about the mattress on the floor of some ramshackle place in Hollywood for a callback.
That's the third lesbian. That's number three, if you're keeping score at
okay,
home.
Well,
lesbian
here's
reference.
A
what was so beautiful about it?
Yeah, what
no,
was so
it was,
beautiful?
It was a really like well-done scene. It
was it black
like,
and white?
No, but it was like, It didn't even show nudity in the scene, which she was like, you have to be okay to show nudity, but it was just really tastefully done, which a lot of lesbian stuff in Hollywood is not very tastefully done. But the weirdest, like, non-sexual thing was I showed up to this audition, and there were women there, and they said, dress in black. So the women were dressed in black, like, really scantily, and it was an open audition, which doesn't happen, and it was at a karate studio, and there was a...
this is getting so better.
Weird. Yeah.
There was this camera, and there was a guy there with, like, some thick accent. He was, like, Venezuelan or something. And he was like, come here. And then he had people like do this fashion walk toward the camera with like the bedroom eyes. And then he said, show me your best martial arts moves. It was so weird. So I went up there and he said, well, I do want to be a part of these, whatever it was. And I just looked at the camera and I said, I'm sorry, I don't. This is ridiculous. I have to go. And so I'm walking out and his assistant is running after me like, can we just get your headshot, miss? And I just gave her the headshot and I walked out. And women were literally in front of the camera like, hi-ya! And like doing these weird, crazy moves. And I dodged a bullet on that one.
Wow.
Ooh.
It was weird. Yeah. It was in Montrose too, which like who goes to Montrose for an audition?
Yeah, no, you never do.
No.
That's strange.
Well, if you're going to do karate.
Yeah, now if you're doing karate, Montrose is the place to go. Sensei William Kreese is up there.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't think this was Sensei. This was like Sensei Geraldo, somebody.
It was okay. Rex Kwon Do, I believe.
Yeah, it might have been Rex Kwon Do.
Could be. Was he wearing pants, American flag?
No.
So it wasn't him.
No American flag pants?
No.
Did you get asked to be in Top Gun 2? Oh, this is going to piss you off, isn't it?
Mm. Here's the thing. This casting director does a wonderful job. But I did not see any breakdowns for Top Gun 2. It was under a pseudonym because they don't want it put out under Top Gun 2. That said, because a lot of times casting directors will put real military veterans, please submit where applicable and just say you're a vet. So that way when you go in, it's not some civilian doing like Barney, you know, type
soldiers
and stuff. And nothing. I don't know of any vets that got in for it.
No shit.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely used vets for like stunts because all vets are stunt people. And they used people for a loop group, which is like when you hear the voices in the background on things.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Ross knows. But
yeah.
Do you guys know loop? I didn't know until like 2 years ago. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. They use vets for loop group, but as far as actual roles.
You know, it's funny for loop group for Range 15, actually, a lot of it was just Matt. Matt could do like all these weird fucking...
Was it?
Yeah. So every zombie noise you heard in that movie was Matt's. Every sex scene, guy and girl, was Matt's.
Okay.
There's people who are really good at ADR, and he's just one of those people who could just do it. I hate it. I don't like matching shit up like that.
I don't like when you have to go in for loop group and you have to do grunts and stuff like that is the worst. You leave and you're just like, oh, I'm so fucking tired.
Yeah.
You're grunting and throwing yourself and breathing and
yeah, good. Look, that's life though, isn't
we'll
it?
We'll see. We'll see how that movie does. I'm interested to see how that movie does in the box office. Like,
we'll see, man. It's been so long. How do you remake or how do you do a sequel to a movie 35 years later?
I'm curious though to know what the fuck the plot is going to be.
They're still shooting. They've been shooting for 7 months.
Yeah. I know what the plot is. So the plot is this: Miles Teller is Goose's son. And he's like the new fucking prodigy. And Tom Cruise is the instructor.
Yeah, but my whole point, like, yeah, I got that. But like in the first one, like we were in the Cold War and
there
the
was
Russians
actually a
were
potential
the,
for a dogfight
yeah,
at some point.
Like now, who are they going to fucking
there's
fight?
No it's got to be China. Right now?
No, there hasn't been an actual dogfight in years.
I'm going to say it's Syria.
30 years.
I'll go Syria.
No, they don't have.
No, Syria doesn't have a
fifth generation fighters. Like,
bro.
It's got to be China. That's the only one.
Because they're in Super
we
Hornets.
Can't fight. Here's the thing, though. We can't fight China simply because the box office is too big over there.
Yeah they have
will
to.
Will never fucking allow that.
That's why I'm curious. I'm like, what is this movie going to be?
Maybe it's going to be
because they
aliens.
Changed.
Khashoggi.
Originally, the remake of the Wolverines. What was that thing called?
It was North Korea.
Yeah, it was North Korea. It originally was supposed to be China, and they were like, yeah, no, we'll make this Korea.
I want, yeah, you can't go North Korea because, you know.
Yeah. So who's the bad guy?
Yeah, who's the bad guy? Who are we flying against?
The Taliban don't fly jets.
That's right.
You guys heard that Tom Cruise supposedly was super rude to all the sailors on the Roosevelt?
I heard that. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know.
Did you get confirmation?
It was. People wrote in that were actually there during it, and they said that's absolutely true. And the Navy buried what the words coming out because, of course, it's like if it comes out that, hey, this guy was a jerk to all the Navy's going to go, no, he was fine. Everybody that wrote in was like, no, he was a fucking nightmare.
So it wasn't just like, because regular filming is going to be like, don't look at him, don't interrupt take, stuff like that. So it wasn't just regular filming rules that people misconstrued. It was like, he was like, don't look at me, don't talk
I don't know. I don't know. And you never know. It could not have been. In those situations, sometimes he could not even know that somebody said that.
That's what
his assistant or handler is like, don't look at him, like making it extra like
like dramatic than it has to be. And that carries over. Like, I don't know. Who knows?
I hope the underpants carry over, because he wore those really high in that movie. When Goose died, I don't remember so much the Goose dying part, but the aftermath
of him wearing his boxers just super high.
Yeah, putting water in his face, looking at himself in the mirror, and then that deep breath. And there was a shot from behind, and his underpants were up above, I mean, like probably 4 inches higher than they would be on a normal man's body. And I want to see that come back again, because that's been a while. And I think we've all missed it, right?
I hope they have Michael Ironside in number two.
Same. And I want Tom Skerritt up in that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Skerritt still alive?
Is Skerritt still alive? Yeah. I don't know. He looks like somebody that would be dead.
Yeah. I know Val Kilmer did it. So.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he lose any weight or just like go straight Val Kilmer?
Oh, boy.
Because he's
a fat
piece of shit now.
No,
right?
He's got cancer. He's really thin.
Oh, so well, there cancer works.
But I heard he had gotten fat because he was sick too, though.
He was sick
from something.
Yeah, he had this lymph node thing, and he was one of those people who believed in like natural healing in New Mexico.
Was he taking like the steroids and it made him puff up or
correct.
Something? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, yeah. And so then, anyways, his kids were like, yo, you've got to fucking go into real doctors. And it turned out, I think it was throat cancer. So he has to speak with like a voice box and he's got a hole in his throat.
Why is it people in Hollywood are like, homeopathy, let's do that?
I know.
Or we could do stuff that works.
Because they're contrarians.
Yeah.
That's why.
An anti-vaxxer. Like that. Whoever doesn't vaccinate their kids is a fucking loser.
Kick them out of the city.
The country. Just
yeah,
go to
yeah,
a fucking
go away.
AIDS island where you and everybody
you
else with disease can go.
You know,
chill
think
out.
About your fucking dumb bullshit ass idea somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, you
away
know,
from
we
us.
Start the. Australia exists because tossed a bunch of criminals down there. Let's start a new country that's just anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
We'll see
make
what
it
happens.
Somalia.
We'll
take all these people to Somalia and just drop them off.
Exactly.
And that's it.
That's it. Then we're done.
Put
can
some
we at
cameras
least
up.
Take out the Somalis?
Why? They're fine.
Okay.
Are they?
No.
Yeah, no.
It sucks here.
I'm the captain now, Dan.
Oh,
yeah.
You are. Yeah.
I've always wanted to look in your eyes and say that to you.
I'm so bummed. Like that actor hardly ever works anymore. He could be
it's not true.
That. No,
I tried to hire him.
Stop
and
you,
I have a
Dan.
Story. Yeah, so it is. You know, his name was 50 initials or whatever it is. You know, like fucking what do you call that? A E I O U. Give it to me. Vowels. He's like 50 vowels in his name, right?
Okay.
Abu Aznak Bakwar, whatever his name is, right? I tried to hire him for Helen Keller versus Night Wolves because he got nominated for an Academy Award. That way, when I put him in the trailer, I was going to lead with starring Academy Award nominee. And then that guy, and that was going to be the fucking joke of it. It was only like 3 lines in the movie. He was in and out. I told his agent there'd be an hour tops.
Right.
We'll give him like $5,000. And they said no. And I was just like,
was
all
it
right.
His agent saying no, or
yeah.
him saying no?
His agent. I bet you he didn't even fucking know, to be honest.
Yeah, probably.
With you. Because, dude, $5,000 for, I mean, an hour's worth of work. And I was like, he doesn't even have to go through makeup. Nothing. Just show up. We'll shoot him out, and that's it.
Wow.
Just so we could use him in the trailer and have an Academy Award. Because let's face it, Helen Keller versus Night Wolves needed that push for an Oscar. Since we didn't get an Academy Award winner in it, like
yeah,
I feel that that's probably the reason why it wasn't nominated.
Yeah,
obviously.
Because his
sure
agent
that was
no.
it.
Yeah, we just needed more Oscar nominees in it, and and that guy, he would have pushed that over the edge.
He's worked like 10 times since then, but then again, how many roles are there, right?
For Somalis,
yeah,
I don't know, but we should start fighting for that next. Let's start a march. Let's get out in the street and put on a Somali hat.
That's right.
Do they wear hats?
Only Somalis can play Somalis.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you have a military story, anybody can play military. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to tell your stories and make money off it, and you aren't invited.
I hate when civilians play military heroes. Wink. Vandenham. That'll bring us to the point in the show of the Drinking Bro of the Week. So the Drinking Bro of the Week is somebody that inspired you or helped you get to where you are in this life that you were proud of that you'd like to give a shout out. Who would you like to give that to, Jennifer Marshall?
Nobody roll their eyes. Really, my husband. Okay. Let me tell you why. Most spouses of actors will not do tapes with them. They hate them. They will not. They'll just say, go do your own thing. My husband will wait till my kids are in bed and do tapes with me at midnight, mm-hmm. or he'll wake up and do them at 4 a.m. He did my Stranger Things tape with me, which is why I booked that. He never has a complaint. He just does it. And he loves me unconditionally, whether I'm on the red carpet or I look like a complete pile of shit, which is 90% of the time. He loves me the exact same.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's his name? Obsessed. What's his name?
Juan.
Juan?
Juan.
What's his full name?
If I tell you his last name, then you'll know my, then everyone will know my real last name.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't give that. I've had problems with a couple people looking my name up on property records and coming to my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird. That's creepy.
Yeah, I had to take my name off of the property record. I had to do a quit claim to take my name off because people would show up. Somebody showed up at the post looking for me. Yeah, and they had to remove him from the post.
Creepy.
And it was a Navy vet. Go Navy.
That is creepy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I could always give him your name. He could stalk you instead.
I go by Juan, actually. Okay. So yeah.
You can give him my name. If they show up to my house, I'll murder their whole fucking family.
And that's true.
That's the reason I got security cameras, because I would like to see them coming so I can get my gun so I can murder them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well.
That's a stateside kill.
That is a stateside kill. Jennifer, this was awesome and weird.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you will never
about
come
those
back.
Movies. Yeah, those ideas you had about Quantum Butt Leap. And
Yeah. We're going to take those to heart.
Scott
they were
Bakula,
really good.
You may not be able to get, but you can get an up-and-comer.
Yeah.
Literally.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Literally. You have to get an up-and-comer.
Well, yeah.
Or a bottom and blower, I guess. What was the name of the Civil War movie?
We didn't name it. We just came up with a tagline.
What was the tagline?
And created the poster.
Yeah.
Whether you wanted slaves or not, you could still eat ass. Or something.
We're gonna that. Jared Taylor, Danny Holloway. I'm Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone.